Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5 and 11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola, right now. It is a Monday afternoon. It feels like a Friday afternoon for some reason. I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price. Austin is a very important man today because he's got his finger on the pulse of what the traffic is up to. And it looks like it's kind of easing off, isn't it?
Yes. One of the biggest stories of last hour was that I-10 collision that was having to be tended to if you were traveling eastbound towards exit 17. But that cleared out throughout the 4 o'clock hour. And right now, of course, we'll get more details in a few minutes. But just a quick peek, doesn't appear to be too much going on.
Okay. I'm looking here because let me give you a heads up if you're doing some traveling tomorrow. The weather pattern to the north of us is going to be a little bit of concerning. Here you are, potential airport weather delays for Tuesday. And again, these are hub cities. You're going to be able to get out of Pensacola, no problem. It's getting to those hub cities to make the transfer and changing flights to the ultimate destinations being Chicago, Detroit, New York. New York, they're telling me it's basically going to be a nightmare from morning till night tomorrow. They're just saying the weather is going to be lousy in New York. Philadelphia also afternoon problems, and Washington, D.C. afternoon problems. While they say this, I want to bring you, okay, let's kind of focus in on what's going on right now on the board out at Pensacola International. Coming up out of Orlando, it's touchdown time with 6:05, scheduled for Spirit 2892. You never want to see this come up on the board. It says contact the airline, which means a couple of options. But the best thing is to contact the airline. So that flight is in jeopardy at this point, not knowing to the degree, but it is in kind of a limbo-type stage. Coming up out of Tampa, it's Silver Flight 80, 610 touchdown, delayed now until about 7:30 or so. And other than that, the board looks pretty good tonight as we check it out. Let's check out also how the markets did today. Another shortened holiday travel week and trading week begins with stocks closing down. Roger Stern has the numbers.
The penultimate trading day of the year ends with a loss. The Dow fell 418 points off its session low. The S&P 500 declining by 64, and the Nasdaq losing 235 points. Boeing shares are troubled today, falling 4%. This after a deadly accident in South Korea involving a Boeing 737. Its landing gear appeared to collapse on touchdown, with the plane careening into a wall and bursting into flames, killing almost all on board. Some investors are hoping for a rebound in deal-making next year after Donald Trump becomes president. The Wall Street Journal reports that market watchers expect a better environment for mergers and acquisitions. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And one of our top stories nationally, Ukraine receiving more aid from the U.S. President Biden announced $2.5 billion in security assistance for Ukraine earlier today. The president said the U.S. will continue to work relentlessly to strengthen Ukraine's position in its war with Russia for the remainder of his time in office.
Okay, we did talk to you about this during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. Insurance here in auto insurance, I'm talking about here in the state of Florida, getting to be crazy. I mean, just absolutely out of sight. Okay, 57% higher than it was if you go back to like 2021. And could get even more expensive coming in 2025. I know you don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Max Gordon, he has to hear it and has the story for us.
Auto insurance costs can vary depending on personal situations, but there's a number of factors that have led to the rise in prices. According to the Insurance Information Institute, the increase has been driven by rising accident frequency and severity, an uptick in fatalities, injuries, and settlements, an increase in the cost to repair vehicles because of supply chain issues, higher labor costs, and increased tech being used in vehicles, making them tougher and costlier to repair. The Insurance Information Institute projects that auto repair costs with labor included will rise 3.8% in 2025.
Ugh, not ideal. Well, Since we're speaking of roads, though, I'll try to, or since we're speaking of vehicles, I'll try to keep that trend alive here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe some minor issues if you're traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But those are a couple spots where you would normally expect some congestion at around this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 60 tonight, mostly clear skies this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny day for the most part. Maybe some clouds here and there. High of 72. Clear skies Tuesday night, where it will be a low of 44.
Yeah, you know, so you might have heard that it could get cold during New Year's in Pensacola. It's not going to happen this year, that's for sure. It's going to be a great New Year's. Clear, sunny. What, temps in the middle 60s, upper 60s, something like that?
New Year's Day, the high is going to be 61.
There you go. There. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. It's not bad at all. Hey, if you're coming off the bridge and you're maybe sliding in on Gregory Street, or you're going to shoot Main that way, have you noticed the construction there right by the flagpoles? I don't know if you knew. You'd probably say, what's going up over there? The new City of Pensacola welcome sign is being constructed between Bayfront and Gregory Street. Once that structure is complete, it'll greet, I did not realize this many cars traverse that bridge. 100,000 drivers daily coming off the 3 Mile Bridge. Pensacola graphic designer Brianna Spence, you go girl, was selected as the winning designer of the Pelican theme sign. The sign will take its perch. Get this, take its perch.
Yeah, I got you.
In the first quarter of 2025. Brianna Spence, good going, lady.
Yeah, that's some good news. And the largest electric utility in the Sunshine State trying to increase its customers' bill in order to keep up with anticipated demand. FPL broke the news earlier today saying it will propose a 4-year plan to raise base electric rates, the company asking state regulations to allow an annual hike starting in 2026. The money collected would go toward operation costs and solar energy projects, and a formal submission is expected at the end of February.
Okay, things are really kind of moving quickly now as we get closer and closer to the inauguration of President-elect Trump. He is now putting his cards down on the table and is endorsing House Speaker Mike Johnson. Let me tell you, they're going crazy in the Republican Party up there. They need to get it together and shown some support here. But some Republicans don't think it will move the needle that much. And Alexandra Hoff has a complete definition for us.
Johnson supporters had hoped that the endorsement by the president-elect would help draw in the unanimous support that the House Speaker needs, and it might, but it hasn't yet. The president-elect wrote in part, quote, "Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hardworking, religious man. He will do the right thing, and we will continue to win. Mike has my complete and total endorsement." Now, Johnson can only afford to lose one vote, but there's more than one Republican feeling that he showed weakness in the funding battle earlier this month. Congressman Thomas Massie is among those not enticed by the endorsement. There are still a handful of them. A majority of Republicans are, though, frustrated by their colleagues potentially jeopardizing the timeline of Republican priorities. If a speaker isn't elected on the 3rd, then the election can't be certified.
Mm. You know, Chris, we always something we always hear about is some of the stuff that you see coming over the border, right? And especially with us talking about some politics here, 'tis the season for that. Well, customs agents working at the southern tip of Texas got a big surprise right before Christmas. They discovered 3 monkeys hidden inside of a car, which was coming in from Mexico in the Brownsville area. Agents say the 48-year-old driver wasn't American, and he's now in custody of Homeland Security. The monkeys were sent to the nearby Gladys Porter Zoo, where they have a new home. So it's a good, you know, it's good news. If you're in that area, you got some new attractions, but just some dude driving monkeys across the border, man.
I wonder if they
not
were
really regulations.
Were they his personal monkeys? Or was he transporting them to sell them to, like, a monkey store or something?
That's the thing. I don't know if they were supposed to be, like, exotic to some degree for some sort of profit. Or I'm assuming if he was saying, listen, these are my pet monkeys. I'm assuming if he had that case, that would have been brought up.
I got you. Social Security recipients, you're not going to like this. I just want to give you the heads up here. New report out today finding that you recipients are going to face, sit down, buckle up, a 21% cut when the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund that allows the program to pay all the full benefits to retirees is on pace to be depleted in 2033. It's going to run dry. Money's out. The size of the cut will vary for retirees based on their age, work history, and lifetime incomes. Wow. It's coming much faster than I thought it was going to come. 2033, fund's gone.
Mm. That's uplifting.
I wonder if we can get our billions of dollars back that we set in suitcases over to Iraq and Iran and all.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's someone that Trump can appoint to be in charge of those diplomatic relations.
I like those suitcases back, please.
Hopefully they stay diplomatic. Yeah, right. 520 here. We'll take a quick break. Of course, we've got Jimmy Carter passing. We've heard about that all throughout today, the 39th president of the United States. And with that has come a lot of reactions and a lot of people paying homage to Carter. And we do have one of the more notable reactions coming up right after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price got the hairspray out and teasing up our hair this afternoon.
Yeah, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, that's what they call us,
big
man.
Big hair. I used to love to watch the Gene Simmons show on
Family Dave. Jewels?
Yeah, I used to watch it as kids.
My mom watched it.
I thought it was hilarious, absolutely hilarious. Big thing happening in Pensacola tomorrow. You got to know about this, and you got to participate because it's very cool. Are you ready for this one? The Blue Wahoos delivering an early 5 to 8 p.m. New Year's Eve experience tomorrow. For the first time in 6 years, the stadium will host Kazoo's Rockin' New Year's Eve Party featuring country music artist Jesse Ritter and a fireworks show that ignites at 8. I wonder if she's kin to Tex Ritter.
Not sure.
The country legend Tex Ritter.
I can look it up.
Jesse Ritter. No, she would be too young for Tex, because Tex would probably be close to 100 years old by now.
Could it be a granddaughter?
Granddaughter, something like that. I'm just wondering if there was the Ritter roots. Anyway, she's going to be in Pensacola tomorrow, 5 to 8, over at the stadium. Fireworks show ignites at 8 p.m. Should be a good time if you want to do something family-oriented. There you go.
Tex Ritter will be turning unofficially 120 on January 12th.
Never mind. So, Excuse me.
Maybe great granddaughter.
Yeah, well, great.
All right. Just past 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just a few spots here to keep track of. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Got some minor issues there. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We've already been covering on those spots. Last but not least is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, still 64 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44.
News Radio 92.3, thinking about maybe making that investment and purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, you just your time's running out. Just a few weeks left here to get a really good deal on one. Jeff Manasso tells us why in Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
A note to potential EV buyers, you might want to get in while the savings are hot as America enters a new year, a new president, and a new approach to the electrification of our nation's auto industry. As incoming President Donald Trump is set to roll back President Biden's EV push, unraveling many of these so-called green initiatives, including incentivizing the production and purchase of EVs, getting rid of the $7,500 tax credit for buying or leasing certain EV and plug-in hybrid models, instead putting pressure on automakers to make EVs more affordable to attract buyers. Automakers have been lobbying to save EV tax credits, paid for by taxpayers that President-elect Trump vows to cancel in his first 100 days. There is a chance the tax credit won't be eliminated at all or will be phased out gradually. For now, they're defined by law, and Congress would have to act to fully remove them. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, while that was playing, I was reading up on Tex Ritter. He's actually the father of John Ritter, so
yeah,
he does have...
absolutely.
I didn't know that. So
Suzanne Summers and...
Three's Company.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm obviously familiar with who John Ritter is. So, okay, he does have some famous kin. that right. much is known.
Well, that clears that up, doesn't it?
Mentioned this before the break, talking about some of the recognition being paid to the late Jimmy Carter. Vice President Kamala Harris says that the former president's life was a testament to service. In a statement from her office after Carter's death on Sunday, Harris pointed to the former president's resume as a naval officer, Georgia governor, and president, listed some of his achievements in the White House, including the historic Camp David peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. And Harris said the world is a better place because of Carter. The nation's 39th president cast his vote by mail for Harris back in the November election, just weeks after turning 100 years old.
Okay. Do you know the name Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ghost Whisperer.
Okay, that's who you're talking about. Okay. She is speaking out against critics scrutinizing celebrities aging in Hollywood. So it's not okay that you can age in Hollywood? Is this what this is all about? Let's find out. Michelle Polino has more.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is speaking out about ageism in Hollywood and from fans. Love Hewitt told Fox News Digital that the most challenging aspect to aging in Hollywood is fans. And she used a Taylor Swift quote to demonstrate.
Like, I feel like fans pick this you at the, like this age that they love, that they think represents you. And you're never supposed to grow beyond that.
She added that because she started in the business very young. People remember her when she was in her 20s. But she said that women come into this acceptance of themselves and comfortability in their 40s. That is beautiful. The 45-year-old said she loves her current age. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for that. Don't judge people based on aging. I mean, I do. Surprised that had to be said.
I'm waiting. Come back. We're going to talk some sports in about 7 minutes. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Jimmy Carter will lie in state starting January 7th ahead of his official funeral on the 9th. Fox's Jonathan Siri is in the former president's home state of Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter's memorial will involve ceremonies in Washington, Atlanta, and here in his beloved birthplace of Plains, Georgia. His death has touched Americans on both sides of the political aisle.
Carter died at age 100. Mother Nature expected to drench New Year's Eve revelers in New York's Times Square, an estimated 1 million. Are expected to gather tomorrow night.
We have rain locked in, not only right leading up to the event, but beyond the New Year's event, too. So looking at what we typically see, we're at 47 degrees. It's not going to be too warm. It's not going to be very cold.
Fox Weather's Steve Bender in the Big Apple. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The New York Stock Exchange will close trading on Thursday, January 9th, to honor a national day of mourning for the death of former President Jimmy Carter. It is customary for the Stock Exchange close trading to honor the passing of a president. Jeju Airlines shares dropped 8.5%, hitting their lowest on record today after the deadliest air crash in South Korea killed 179 people. Shares of Boeing are off slightly as the aircraft involved in the crash was a Boeing 737. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow tumbling more than 415 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ lost more than 1%. Two family films dominated the holiday box office this past week, with Paramount's Sonic 3 snatching $38 million, while Disney's Mufasa raked in just over $37 million. U.S. crude oil futures for February above $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. What a fun story. The Washington Commanders have been in their second season removed from Daniel Snyder owning the team. A once proud franchise and fan base is now back, and they have something to cheer for again. It was great to see them clinch a playoff spot last night, and Jaden Daniels is a young star at quarterback, and he's the perfect person to be the face of what feels like a brand new organization moving forward. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. GM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about the passing of former President Jimmy Carter, his life, his legacy, including as a president. Escambia County had a big conversation about the camping ban, which they passed, by the way. Also talked about EMS response times in Escambia County and an interesting zoning case, Motley Court off of 10 Mile. And for our frivolous topic today, when is a banana ripe? What color? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our 35th president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and a little Stevie Wonder this afternoon. Hope that ride is going along really nice for you today. Thanks a lot for having us on and taking you along with us and with you throughout the afternoon. Good guys had a rough outing against Peoria Saturday, losing 4-2. Beside that loss, the team set a single-game attendance record before the largest crowd of 7,325 crazy hockey fans. The Ice Flyers back on the road tomorrow against Macon. The game then shifts back to home ice on Friday against Birmingham. They're having a huge Cars jersey night. When I say Cars, I don't mean the rock band Cars. I mean the movie Cars from Disney.
Yes.
Disney. They're going to be doing, they got all the characters there for that. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. Quite a night planned for us. That'll be coming up on Friday.
Also got a pretty loaded slate in sports, not just going on this evening, but also into tomorrow. So we had the Iowa-Missouri game that we were touching on last hour, and man, it was one heck of a game, Chris. Came down to, I believe, a 4th-and-1 Iowa just inside Missouri territory, trying to get in at least to some game-tying field goal range. but they have to go for it on fourth down. They don't get it. Missouri hangs on to win 27-24. Tomorrow, we got a pretty loaded college football slate. Number 11, Alabama, taking on Michigan, Louisville, and Washington. Also, number 15, South Carolina, taking on number 20, Illinois. So a top 20 matchup there. Then it's Baylor and LSU. And at 6:30 tomorrow night, we've got the first of our four college football quarterfinal games. Penn State and Boise State. That is number 6 taking on number 3 in the Fiesta Bowl. And tonight we did in NFL action have a game set up as well. The Niners hosting the Lions at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Lions 13-2, battling for that number 1 spot in the NFC. Niners 6-9. They've lost a couple straight games and they've been eliminated from playoff contention. Kickoff set for 7:15.
Yeah, and of course our guys jump all over that at 6:30, don't they? ESPN Pensacola. They're in the pregame at 6:30.
I believe so.
Okay, so 6:30 pregame on ESPN. Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM. There is an NFL team once considered an underdog. Well, boy, have times changed here. They could become the top seed in the NFC playoffs and a big trade in the NBA. Tim McAllister on top of it.
The Vikings beat the Packers 27-25 Sunday. Sam Darnold with 377 yards and 3 touchdowns in the air. Minnesota is now 14-2. They're expected to have a losing record by many this season. A win next week in Detroit will give them the NFC North crown and the number 1 seed. The Eagles kept pace, getting to 13-3 with a 41-7 rout of the Cowboys. Saquon Barkley ran for 167 yards on 31 carries to become the 9th player all-time to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. And in the NBA, the Lakers sent D'Angelo Russell, Maxwell Lewis, and 3 draft picks to the Brooklyn Nets for Dorian Finney-Smith. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Man, that Lions-Vikings game is going to be phenomenal next week. We also do have that on ESPN Pensacola Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. That's going to be phenomenal. And, you know, we just heard something about the Lakers there. Well, NBA superstar LeBron James celebrating another milestone today. The NBA's all-time leading scorer, turning 40 years old. When he takes the floor with the Lakers hosting the Cavaliers tomorrow, he will become just the 22nd player in league history to play into their 40s. In his 22nd season, he remains a top 25 scorer, averaging 23.5 points per game. Earlier this year, he became the first father to play alongside his son in the NBA when Bronny James made his debut. I will say it is kind of poetic that tomorrow LeBron's going to be facing the Cleveland Cavaliers of all teams.
Okay, good. Great transition here, because let me just kind of set this up for you. Another obit to share with you. And I knew this guy pretty well back when I was with the sports network in Denver, Prime Sports Network. Chuck Dolan, he founded a Sports Channel America, and who were based basically out of Cleveland. On this side here. Anyway, Mr. Dolan has died. He was 98 years old. Not only did he find a lot of futuristic programming in doing this and in doing the Sports Channel America network, he also was the founder of HBO and Cablevision. Deborah Valentine has more.
Charles Dolan died of natural causes, according to a statement reported by Newsday. Dolan is the father of New York Knicks executive chairman James Dolan. The Air Force veteran founded Sterling Manhattan Cable in 1962, which had exclusive rights to New York sports teams. He went on to establish Home Box Office in 1972. A year later, Dolan founded Cablevision. He survived by 6 children, 19 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. His wife, Helen Ann Dolan, died in 2023. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Yeah, he was a running buddy with my my boss, Bill Daniels, in Denver.
Really?
Yeah, so
small world.
Very, very futuristic thinking gentleman. Bill Daniels, by the way, who founded actually Fox Sports and Prime Sports Network, was with Liberty Media. And Bill Daniels, he and this guy owned the sports world back in the late 80s, early 90s, when they were expanding before the megas, ESPNs, and Fox Sports took over and kind of took over the regional concept of sports programming. So anyway, Chuck Dolan, he will be missed. Smart guy.
All right, and Luka Doncic, the latest star athlete to be the victim of a home burglary. The Dallas Morning News reports that the NBA player's house was broken into Friday night, and thieves were able to make off with about $30,000 worth of jewelry. The homes of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Joe Burrow, if memory serves me, were hit by burglaries, while NBA players such as Bobby Portis have also had their homes broken into. So this is just, it's a trend we've been covering, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down.
Yeah, and we still can't figure out why they don't have security at their homes, because you know they're playing basketball, you can watch them on the television, and you know where they are. And but some of these sports celebrities just don't want to buy into it, I guess.
I don't know, but it seems like the more this happens, the more likely athletes are going to learn that they do have to kind of take some action.
Okay, before we dive out of this thing, I want you to explain the Cam Ward situation. We teased it last hour.
Yes, we did. All right, so one of the better bowl games we've had this postseason was the Pop-Tarts Bowl between Miami and Iowa State. It was a high-ranking matchup. It had a lot of festivities with the mascots and the Pop-Tarts theme, and that's why everybody loves it. Well, Iowa State came back and won 42-41. The problem is, the game came down to Miami trying to get down the field in the final moments, hopefully trying to get at least into field goal range to win this game. And Cam Ward, who had already played in the game in the first half and was wearing pads on the sideline,
I saw him,
did not get back into the game. And instead, backup quarterback Emory Williams from Milton, Florida, he went out there and led an unsuccessful effort. So now people are kind of looking at Cam saying, hey, dude, what the heck? What are you doing? It seems kind of selfish. You come in for the first half, you get some D1 career passing touchdown record, and now you don't come into the game when you see your team struggling and you see your team on the brink of a loss?
That's not right.
It's not, but I told you before, Chris, before we went on air this afternoon, this kind of confirms these games don't matter to some of these players. Him coming in to break the record mattered because that was legacy altering. But playing the entirety of the Pop-Tart Bowl, especially with the risk to injury, he's not going to worry about that. He's not going to sweat that. So it just kind of reinforced what we already knew about these non-playoff bowl games.
Even Hurricane coach Mario Cristobal really didn't offer much to the media.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it.
Not at all. Probably wasn't going to say nice things. That's he was giving off of that. Anyway, Miami lost that game 42-41.
Yes.
Iowa State.
But at least it was a good game. At least we can say that much. Just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads from what we can see. Do have some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44. So it's going to be warm, going to get cooler throughout the night, but all around beautiful Tuesday.
Okay, 5:47, News Radio 92.3. You know, alcohol can really spoil a lot of great things, parties, things like that, by somebody over-consuming. There is a health warning this New Year's Eve I want to pass on to those who will be ringing in the new year with alcohol. Lisa Brady has the details in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Many will ring in 2025 with parties or get-togethers, and there will likely be some heavy drinking going on at some of those. But drinking too much at one event or over time can have consequences on your health. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says it can interfere with the brain's communication pathways and affect how it works and looks, which can change mood and behavior. Drinking a lot over time or one big binge session can damage the heart, causing things like cardiomyopathy, the stretching and drooping of heart muscle, arrhythmias, irregular heartbeat, stroke, and high blood pressure. It can also take a toll on your liver, pancreas, and even cause certain cancers. Drinking too much can also weaken your immune system, leaving you more at risk for disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:48 here at around this time every hour. We like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing lower, with the Dow dropping 418 points to 42,573, S&P 500 losing 64 points to 5,907, and the NASDAQ dropping 235 points to 19,486.
Okay, all U.S. markets have returned to normal operating hours. Now, changes are coming tomorrow. The New York Stock Exchange closing early at 3 p.m. closes all day on Wednesday, New Year's Day. NASDAQ will be open for normal trading hours on Tuesday and then closed on New Year's Day. And the U.S. bond market closes early tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and remains closed through New Year's Day. So if you're thinking about doing some investing, do it early tomorrow morning.
And the NYSC also going to be closed on January 9th in honor of a national day of mourning for the death of former President Jimmy Carter. It's normal for the stock exchange to close trading to honor the death of a president. Trading was closed in December of 2018 for the death of former President George H.W. Bush.
That's interesting. A familiar face. And we were talking about this. You know I watch the Hallmark movies. I love them. But there is a story out today that's very concerning here. A familiar face from Hallmark Films reveals his cancer diagnosis. Not sure who this is. You and I are going to find out together. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Hallmark actor John Reardon revealed on Christmas Eve that he's recovering from tonsil cancer. The actor shared the news by posting two photos on Instagram. One shows him on a night out, while the other is him in the hospital. He captioned the photos, "Last night was my first night out after my recovery from tonsil cancer. Has been a long road between these two pictures, and the difference is from the love and support I receive from my people in my life." He continued to thank his wife, actress Megan Ori, as well as his mom, dad, and siblings for their support. Reardon most recently starred alongside Ori in this year's Believe in Christmas. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
My goodness, what a scary...
I would probably have to see his face. I'm not sure who that is.
As you said just a moment ago, you're pretty established as a Hallmark enjoyer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And with him recently being in a Christmas movie, yeah, it sounds like that's your wheelhouse.
All right. Here's something. If you have a condo, here's something that you better be aware of taking business and care of business. Time is running out for statewide condo inspections. The condos have until tomorrow to get it done. Florida law requires all condos 3 stories and higher to complete a structural inspection every 10 years. If upgrades aren't made, the condos may be forced to shut their doors. If you want to know more about this, I wrote the story. It's up on News Radio 92.3 or on the app. You can read all about it this afternoon.
All righty, 5:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu defending Elon Musk's involvement in President-elect Trump's administration. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back
to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, spinning those tunes for us this afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. We do appreciate that. Don't forget, vote by mail ballots for the 2025 special primary election on January 28th are now in the mail. The 25 special primary election is for Republican voters only. To check the status of your voter record, you can visit escambiavotes.gov. The deadline to request a vote by mail ballot for the 2025 special primary election is Thursday, January the 16th. And I was just talking to you about something funny, and you go, oh, of course, I know who that is. I was talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. He's racing his way to the top of the weekend box office. I guess he has a new movie out here. Kathleen Maloney has more in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 edges out Mufasa to retain the top spot at the weekend box office.
All right, we got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find it?
Start with a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
The Sonic sequel, earning $38 million from domestic theaters after a strong debut last week, Mufasa comes in second place, bringing in $37.1 million from theaters in the U.S. and Canada.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
The vampire horror Nosferatu debuts in third place with $21.2 million. Fourth goes to Wicked, which earned another $19.5 million. Moana 2 rounds out the top five films this weekend with $18.2 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, if you find yourself in a little bit of problems and trouble this week, AAA's free Tote2Go program is continuing through Thursday. Of course, that's a free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles. Want to activate the service? Only use it, please, and treat it as a last resort. Here's the number you can call, 855-286-9246.
All righty, just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe some minor congestion here and there, but nothing that should hold you up for particularly long. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 72, low of 44. So it'll start out as a warm Tuesday, but it'll get chilly Tuesday night.
Hooray.
Whoop-de-doo.
Hooray, I'm telling you. Hey, Japan America Society, hosting their 31st annual Japanese New Year celebration. Now, this one comes up on Saturday, the 25th of January from noon to 4. They'll do this over at the right place. The event includes performances by the Taiko drummers, Japanese dancing, children's performances, martial arts, demonstrations, music, food vendors, silent auction. Heck, what they don't do over there. They got a whole plethora of activities.
Yeah.
Check it out. And also, hey, if you haven't heard enough, plenty of parking is available.
All right.
Gotta throw that in there.
And mentioned this before the break, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu defending Elon Musk's involvement in President-elect Trump's administration. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the outgoing Republican governor said Musk won't have a conflict of interest even though his companies have billions of dollars in government contracts. Sununu insisted Musk is so rich that he won't be tempted to use his position in the future Department of Government Efficiency to enrich himself. He went on to say he's glad a successful businessman will be there to advise Trump as the country faces serious economic issues in the next 4 years.
Okay, we still have a few hours left here in the Keep the Wreath Green fire safety campaign. That'll be wrapping up tomorrow evening. 12 red bulbs on that safety wreath. Of course, the wreaths are on display at county and fire city fire stations, including select governmental buildings, going on through December 31st tomorrow. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes during the holiday season. So tomorrow, nobody burn anything down.
Yeah. Please.
Be nice. Be nice.
Chris, you and I have touched on this sort of trend before, so I'm going to add to it. A University of Iowa poetry course inspired by Taylor Swift's songs. According to a post by the school's X account, Poetics is a new honors class that examines the poetic lyrics in Taylor Swift's music. Students use Swift songs to improve rhythm, imagery, and sound within their own poetry. It's listed in the university course catalog as a 3-credit honors course.
Okay, I'm going to go see that Bob Dylan movie.
Speaking of musical poets.
Yeah, that's what kind of brought that up there. So anyway, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
That course might be interesting. Okay, ready to take down the Christmas tree? In a scam, you can recycle your tree by placing it curbside on yard collection day. The county also offering recycling sites for tree disposal east of Summit Boulevard Recycling Site, East Maxwell Street, Bill Gregory, and monitoring the recycling drop-off sites. In Santa Rosa, it's the J Transfer Station, also Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp, and the Tiger Point Recreational Area. County authorities ask that you remove any of those decorations on the tree before you drop them off. And why? Because those darn little ornaments get all of the machinery clogged up. Coming up after 6 o'clock, we'll talk more sports, and we've got the latest news for the day.
95.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.